Following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Oh, how about that last song there on Amateur Hour, huh? Man, I love that one. A great lead-in to a show full of joy and triumph. Yes, tonight, week one of the Plain Trust Christmas Juggernaut. You dread it all year, but you knew it was coming. Might as well dive in with both feet. Don't worry, it won't be quite, 100% balls to the wall Christmas music tonight. We'll ease you in, okay? I mean, we're not animals. Yeah. So this is the Twang Trust. It's the only show that brings you both kinds of music, Rudy Toot Toots and Rummy Tum Tums, and we got both in spades. Stay tuned. Plenty to talk about. No bells until next week. Ho, ho, ho.
Snow. Christmas you got. I want it all. Sticky hands and frozen steering wheels. I want it all. Trimming the tree to Charlie Brown. I want it all. Leaving set tree up for way too long. I want it all.
Ornaments, kicking off week one of the Twang Trust Christmas Juggernaut. Very exciting. However, starting off the Christmas season, some very bad news. One more year with no new Ornaments Christmas song. Nope. We didn't get one last year. We're not getting one this year. Yep. Say it with me now. Some Christmas. Oh, well. What do you do? We'll try and soldier on. Plans are still in motion for a vinyl release of all 12. There will be 12 Ornaments Christmas songs eventually, when they finally get around to putting out a new one. And the plan is to issue it on vinyl still, hopefully next year. And if they don't get around to the vinyl, they're just going to do it anyway, do it digitally, and throw it out there, apparently. But, yeah, We got to wait one more year for any action at all. Don't know if we'll ever get that Stu Dome show that we chatted about a few years ago. Remember that? We talked to the Ornaments live on the radio 2021. Do you know the story? I recount it every year. It's these two guys, one's from Minneapolis, one's from Wisconsin. They get together once a year, make one Christmas song, and then that's it. That's all they do. And so far they've made 11 songs. They're the 11 greatest Christmas songs of all time. White Christmas doesn't even come close to the worst Ornament song. Not even close, you know? Like, none of them. Phil Spector? Forget it. Forget that guy. You know, the Ornaments. It's real, real Christmas. We'll be hearing a lot of them over the next few weeks here on the Twangcrust Christmas Juggernaut. Yep. Anyways, we didn't get a song last year. We're not getting one this year. Pull yourselves together. We can get through this. We can get through this together. Okay? Okay. Last week, here, we're going to deviate already. Last week was like one of the greatest live music weeks in Winnipeg of the year. It was, and I went into it expecting a lot, got back even more. It was so great. And man, the cherry on top was last, what was it? Let's see. I had to leave early last week, so it was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday, the Handsome Daughter. This guy, man.
Gonna be alright. now, so that's okay. Thinking all the things you couldn't say. Getting pushed around most every day. Frozen in your own anxiety. Walking is the way you ease your mind. Thinking all the things you'll say next time. Thinking all the ways you should have been. Wishing you were someone else instead. But think it's kind of bullshit how you're talking to yourself. I'm just so fucking happy that you're not anyone else. Too scared of what tomorrow's gonna bring. Trying to do all of the little things. Hanging with your friends in exercise. Reading all the books that analyze. Person that you cannot understand. Little kid living inside your head. Tell them that's gonna be out. Yeah, tell them that's gonna be alright. I think it's kind of bullshit how you're talking to yourself. I'm just so fucking happy that you're not anyone else. I think it's about time that you listen to yourself. Maybe you could be happy that you're not anyone else.
Winnipeg. This is Lydia Lovelace, and you're listening to the 707 Roger Miller Break on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yes, indeed. Ho, ho, ho. I went to see Seth Anderson at the Handsome Daughter last Friday. I couldn't help but notice you weren't there. Never mind. I had an amazing time. All by myself. Me and the kids. At one point, he did that song, the second song we heard by Seth in that set, which started with letter A and ended in soul. He did that one, and he talked a little bit about it afterwards, talking about his friend Lydia and getting her into the studio and how cathartic was to scream out the last line of that song, you know, in a vocal booth. And he got her to do it, and he was saying it was great. And I'm thinking, well, he's got a friend named Lydia, huh? I wonder if that's Lydia Lovelace, huh? And then I pick up a copy of the new record, which is called These Exact Days, These Peaceful Nights, produced and recorded by Lydia Lovelace. Huh? Who knew? I didn't know. I had no idea. And that was Lydia Lovelace we just heard with her Christmas song from a few years back called Simply Merry Christmas. Seth Anderson with A-Hole from his new record, like we mentioned, available on either kind of crisp winter translucent smoky vinyl or random color. I went with the translucent, smoky, Christmassy vibe to it because it matched the album cover colors better. You know, if I'd got like a green one or something, I'd have been disappointed. So, yeah. And from his album before that called We Could Be, we heard just that crazy rocking little number there called Life Without the Fight. And man, oh man, such a good show, such a great band. It was he generally plays solo because, you know, I mean, he's, you know, how many folks can he attract? You know, there wasn't a whole truckload of folks there at the Daughter on Friday, certainly nobody I knew. And it was like world class. It was, you couldn't ask for a better rock show. It was unbelievable. But he doesn't usually play like that. But, you know, he's got the new album out, does a proper release tour, hires a band. He didn't even know the last name of his guitar player. That was kind of amusing. Like, what did he call him at the show before? It wasn't his first show, but he didn't know his guitarist's last name. Crazy. Anyway, seemed like a fine fella, and we chatted, and yeah, hopefully someday in the not too distant future, we'll have Seth Anderson at the Studome, and you can come and apologize for not being at the Handsome Daughter last Friday. Yeah, it'd be nice of you. It'd be nice of you to show up and just, you know, say you're sorry. Because, either way, you know, you blew it. I told you. And didn't I tell you Juliana Riolino was going to be show of the year? Some of you listened to me on that one, at least. That was good. And, wow, yeah, on the money, huh? So great. We'll hear Juliana in this next set of music, which is starting off, though, with the guy we saw before that on Wednesday night, Andy Schoff. He was through with his band Fox Warren, is sort of a super group. If you know, you'd never heard of the other guys, so I don't know if it's really a super group, but anyways, it's a group, and they were fine. You know, yeah, it was fine, but we weren't there to see Fox Warren really. Although we bought a ticket when there wasn't an opener, and then all of a sudden at some point they added Folk Bitch Trio, who we saw at the Folk Festival last summer. They added them to the bill, and all of a sudden, my mind was blown. It was like, oh, my God, this show I was, you know, halfway, you know, intrigued by, all of a sudden is, you know, a must-see, and for good reason. They were, well, if you saw them at the Folk Fest, you know what they were like. It was magical. Indeed. And, yeah, we'll hear from Folk Pitch Trio in this set, too. But here, talking about Andy Schaaf, despite, you know, the show being, you know, I mean, his thing, it was weird. They were set up, the band was set up in like a, you know, a semicircle, you know, with nothing in the middle. It was like this big, you know, half circle of musicians. And, you know, somebody could have got up and, you know, breakdanced on stage or something. It would have been the perfect setting for that. I considered it for a moment. No, I didn't. But, you know, you could have, and it would have been fine. I'm sure the band would have let you go to town because there was all this space there and they weren't using it. And, of course, you know, Andy Schaaf, the lights were dim. You couldn't see anybody. it's just his thing. It's their thing, you know? It sounded fine. Anyways, Andy Schaaf, look at that. He's got a new Christmas song. He's done it with a lady by the name of Maddie Diaz, who I should know more about because we've played her before as part of a super group ensemble, but I don't really know much about her. But anyhow, she's hooked up with Andy Schaaf to do a version of an old Everly Brothers Christmas song, the only Everly Brothers Christmas song that matters. They did a record. I remember when I first found it, when I first got into Christmas music, and I found a copy of the Everly Brothers, who I adored. And they do this. They have a Christmas album with this, I don't know, something or other boys choir. And I thought, oh, this is going to be the most angelic thing in the world. And it's a god awful record. It's unlistenable. It's just the worst. But they got this one song, though. I don't know where it came from, but it's called Christmas Eve Can Kill You. And it's on the soundtrack to an upcoming Prime Video Christmas movie called Oh, What Fun, which I watched the trailer. It's going to be an awful movie. It's going to be an awful movie, but it's a pretty decent soundtrack. So we're going to listen to Andy Schaaf and Maddie Diaz's version of an old Everly Brothers number called simply Christmas Eve Can Kill You on the Twang Trust Christmas Juggernaut.
Pushing through the wiry trees, I stuff my hands down deep inside my coat. I think of years ago when I've remembered Christmas trees and faces that still warm me with their glow. The cold and empty evening hangs around me. Listen to my footsteps in the snow. The sound of one man walking through the snow can break your heart, and stopping doesn't help, so on I'll go. And Christmas Eve can kill you when you're trying to hitch a ride to anywhere. The air I'm breathing's all that keeps me on my feet. I feel like I've been walking all my life. A car goes humming by, the man don't even turn his head. Guess he's busy being Santa Claus tonight. The saddest part of all is knowing if I switched with him, I'd leave him stumbling ragged by the road. I'd ride that highway to the arms of my sweet family and forget about the stranger in the cold. And Christmas Eve can kill you when you're trying to hitch a ride to anywhere. And as I walk, I'm singing to myself, oh silent night, souls. Oh God, forgive the man who drives right by the other man. Take pity on the stranger in the cold. 'Cause Christmas Eve can kill you when you're trying to hitch a ride to anywhere.
Hi Winnipeg, this is Andy Schaff, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hey Winnipeg.
We're down a back road, both in the back seat of your white car, and I'm getting no sleep. My legs are hanging all over the place, your head down my skirt. You really know me, but I can't wait to get back home. You're right here with me, but I feel so later. I've met a blonde girl, she's so much younger, works in my favor, got a career and so many prospects. I think she loves me, I'm like her object, and I can't wait to get thicker. A bloody punch that moved like a quaver. I bet she's guessing my new location. I got a hunch I'm doxed in the paper, but I can't wait to get. Thank you.
every December to buy Christmas gifts no one will remember in a 2 month's time. But I don't mind, 'cause it's a giving time. Well, I love my girl with my heart and soul, and I'd bring her gifts of silver and gold if I had the dough. God, I love her so. Hey, it's starting to snow. So gather around the Christmas tree and raise a glass of cheer. Now here's to you and here's to me and a happy new year. Well, I'll do my best, do my best, and I hope my best will do. You close your eyes and say your prayers, babe. Merry Christmas to you. Every house on every street has pretty lights for to greet all the carolers drunk in their fake furs, singing joy to the world. Christmas trees in every window this Christmas Eve, beneath the mistletoe you'll find me there in my long underwear with a kiss to spare. So gather round the Christmas tree and raise a glass of cheer. Now here's to you and here's to me and a happy new year. Well, I'll do my best, do my best, and I hope my best will do. Close your eyes and say your prayers, babe. Merry Christmas to you. Last Christmas morning I woke up in the fog. Someone must have spiked the eggnog, but it was all in fun. Bacardi rum, pour up a pom-pom. And the one thing I want won't fit under no tree, and that's for you to say you'll stay with me through eternity. Yeah, I say you'll be in the family. So gather round the Christmas tree and raise a glass of cheer. Now here's to you and here's to me and a happy new year. Well, I'll do my best to do my best, and I hope my best will do. Close your eyes and say your prayers, babe. Merry Christmas to you. You gotta close your eyes and say your prayers, babe. Merry Christmas to you.
Hey Winnipeg, this is Juliana Riolino, and you're under the mistletoe with Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM. Ho, ho, ho!
Say that I tried.
Juliana Riolino from her new record. What's it called? It's called Echo in the Dust. We heard Seed. That was a smoking number last Thursday at the side stage. I wish I'd videoed that one. It was so great. She put her guitar down for that one and did the whole, front person thing. You know, starting off real demure and girl groupy, and then rocking out like a banshee. It was so great. I wanted to hook my bicycle up to their van and go to the next town, which would have been Minneapolis. So that would have been great. Played the 7th Street Entry. Two nights after Winnipeg. That's a tour I could have followed. They were so great. And some of you were there. That was good. I forgot to bring my list. I made my list of my I think I'm up to 15 best albums of the year list. Can't remember where Juliana made it. She's up there. She's way up there in the top two or three. I forget where. But, we'll be posting that soon. We'll do that on the website. If you can figure out the front page of the website, you're doing pretty good. But you just go to the top left corner and, you know, the different sections are listed there, and you click on that, and then it's okay at that point. It's just the first page that's screwed up. Oh, someday I'll figure this crap out. What else did we hear in that set? Oh, we heard Mike Plume. We heard the Mike Plume Band from their Christmas EP, Back Home for Christmas. You know, that was kind of the set of, what was I calling that? That was the Winnipeg Late November Roots Rockin' Trilogy set. You know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday last week's. Just show after the other. They were all great. But really, Mike Plume was kind of part of that doing the garage show the weekend before. So it was really wasn't so much a trilogy as a tetralogy, you know? The late November roots rock and tetralogy is what it was. We heard Gather Round the Christmas Tree and a little snippet of Joy to the World from Mike. And at the top of that set, brand new from Andy Schaaf and Maddie Diaz, a cover of the Everly Brothers Christmas classic, Christmas Eve Can Kill You. So stay away. We got a show, don't we do? Are we doing the show Christmas Eve this year? I think we are, aren't we? Huh. Crazy. Or is it Christmas Day? I forget. No, it's Christmas Eve. And then New Year's Eve. New Year's Twang and Eve with your old pal Stu. Yeah. Very exciting. Before you go see the midnight showing of Stranger Things. Yeah. What's next on the show here? What's next on week one of the Twang Trust Christmas Juggernaut? Oh, I know, another show on freaking radio night. Next week, a week tonight. Oh, I hate it when there's a show that's early-ish that I want to go on the night I'm doing the radio. But such is the schedule next week as well. Oh. But Mark Kozelek's coming to town under the nom de plume Sun Kill Moon. Usually he's Mark Kozelek when he's here, I think. Or was he Sun Kill Moon last time? Last time, it was a while ago, he played the Garrick. And that was such an eventful show for him, he wrote a song about it. Mark, you never know what you're going to get with Mark. He's an interesting character for sure, and controversial as well. But, you know, I don't know. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. I don't know any Mark Kozelek fans, and I know a few. And usually if you're a Mark Kozelek fan, you're a fanatic. And I don't know any Mark Kozelek fanatics who don't have a horror story about him, you know, involving meeting him. And him just brushing you off. I mean, ask Joe Nolan about the time he actually drove from Alberta to Winnipeg just so he could see Mark. And the last time Joe played the Park Theater, which ironically is where Mark will be performing next Wednesday, Joe actually did a song about meeting Mark Kozelek. And it wasn't, the most flattering song ever, gotta say. I don't know if we'll ever hear that song again. You know, Joe Nolan writes 7 albums a day, pretty much. And, you know, we only get to hear this tiny sliver of them. I hope we get to hear that one again. And I feel bad for Joe. But I've interacted twice with Mark Kozelek. Both times have been incredibly warm, friendly experiences. So I don't know. I'm just lucky. Maybe he'll beat me up next week. We can only hope. You know, I need the full collection of emotions. Anyways, he's got a new record. I think he's got a couple of new records actually this year. And this is from one of them. This is called, appropriately enough, Christmas in New Orleans. It's Sun Kill Moon, kids, from their new album, All the Artists, on the Twang Trust Christmas Juggernaut. Oh, look. I don't have the proper button pushed. Let's try this again. Do-do-do-do-do. Okay, this'll work now.
Christmases as a kid in our Ohio basement will live in my heart forever. forever. The popcorn decorated tree in the corner, and albums under the tree. Hearts, Dreamboat Annie, Led Zeppelins, Houses of the Holy. Gifts that inspired me. Thank you, Mom, and thank you, Dad, for the best Christmases that a kid could ever have. Christmas in Ohio, looking at the driveways covered in snow. Christmas in Ohio was what it was when I was a child, but I moved away when I got older. Traveled from Canada to the Four Corners. While out traveling, I found New Orleans. And I don't go to Ohio at Christmas time anymore. Sanitized, there seems to be no sign of any real history. Both cities were glass condo after glass condo after glass condo. Edmonton had a little grit, a few homeless people, and a derelict movie theater around the corner from the venue where we played. And I gotta say, Edmonton also had a beautiful river, the North Saskatchewan, that my hotel room looked over.